Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm your host, Richard Price, CEO of Academia.edu. And today I'm excited, to talk through fascinating and wow, a mentional framework that's pushing the conversation around Maori and intergender trauma in a way. The at the center of today's episode is Pama Te Ora Framework, The Wakap of a Wound, The Wound That Travels by Ruku Ayansen. Remember, as always, I'm here to present the paper and what it suggests. I'm not endorsing, I'm walking you through what the actually so you can reflect for yourself. Is jump in the core question that this paper digs into, wrestles with even, is how do wounds, especially early relational wounds, across generations in ways that shape how people experience wellness, and what kind of framework do you need to actually and address all those complex layers from the personal to the digital, the economic, the ancestral? Why this so important? Because when we talk about health and well-being, especially for Maori, it's never just about or isolated problems. It's about history, community, identity, and so many dimensions that can't be separated. Okay, a quick pause, because honestly, it's wild how much of what shapes us starts like generations before we're even born, right? I sometimes wonder what weird little behaviors I have that came across in my family just, you know, out of nowhere. And back to the point, research like this pushes us to ask much deeper questions about what healing really means. So let's get into what this paper does. First, Ruku Ayan lays out the Te Putuma o Te Ora, or TPO framework. And wow, this thing does not stop at like your typical four walls of health model. You might know other Maori wellness frameworks, Te Wea Tapa Wā with its four pillars, Te Mahutonga focusing on collective wellness, and the Meihana model with eight different parts. But TPO has nine dimensions, each added on purpose to really reflect the realities, especially tricky contemporary ones that Maori face today, makes these nine dimensions different. Okay, so T includes digital and informational health called Taha Matahiko, which seriously makes sense, right? Most life now happens through screens. It also adds a Haputea for financial health, because is an almost about Aha Kai zooms in on food, gut nutrition, a site of trauma and healing, super neat, and Taha Awaha, or creative wellness, sees creativity as a core part of surviving, expressing and healing, not just an optional extra. I mean, that's such a fresh angle. And central to all this is Taha Tuakiri, wellness, planted right at the center. The framework basically says, if identity isn't strong and rooted wakapapa, all your efforts in other areas can only go so far. It's the of an architectural statement for a wellness framework, actually. Again, just presenting the paper's stance. Let's pivot to method. The way this paper develops its arguments is also, as different. It uses called composite narrative methodology. Instead of just statistics or case studies, it brings in a character, Mia, who's crafted from real-world patterns across many women's lives. But she's not any one individual, more like a four shared experiences, stories always central to Maori knowledge. And by using Mia, the paper hopes to bring practitioners, educators, communities into the to actually feel and the connections, not just read abstract data. Digression time. You know, sometimes I read academic work and think, what would it make of own family stories or that embarrassing childhood moment? For some reason, I remember every single week, every person deserves their own character. Ha! Anyway, this to say, the method is meant to make these patterns more alive, more relatable, especially for practitioners out in the field. Now, the heart of it all, the wakapapa of a wound framework. What's it not? It's just the well-known ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, checklist. Yes, it uses some of that research, but it doesn't stop at events. It insists on tracing the ancestral, cultural, and structural roots of wounds. Nor is it about labelling Maori wellness in a deficit-centred way. It's about understanding that context, not personal failure, is driving distress. It's not just a clinical model either. Ailing, in this framework, must span community, spirituality, body, story, environment, all of it. What does the wakapapa of a wound do? It gives practitioners, researchers, and you a language for naming the origins of distress, seeing it as a rather than a verdict. It suggests that because wounds have wakapapa ancestry, they can be given new endings. What's passed down doesn't have to keep repeating. Healing is possible if you address all the dimensions. Again, that's the paper's argument, not me personally declaring it as gospel. And for the listener, what does this mean for, well, maybe it's an invitation to see trauma and healing as much bigger, complex, and more connected than just individual therapy. Maybe it's a call to look at context, history, digital worlds, even your wallet, and see them as part of wellness journey. So, as always, remember, academic work like this isn't the final word. It a way to look, to notice, to ask yourself new Ruku Ayansen's work, whether you agree or not, gives us a full table ideas to chew on. And honestly, the more we, the better we understand ourselves and each other. Thanks for spending time with me on In Depth with Academia. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and I'll see you next time.